Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We've got Congressman Jody Arrington on the phone this morning. He is from the 19th Congressional District down in the great state of Texas. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, and greetings from God's country, as we like to refer to it.
I'll bet. You know, I said this the other day. I just got back from a little vacation out west. I'm in Glacier National Park. I'm hiking, and I get to the top of this mountain, and there's a bunch of people up there who are also hiking. The guy strikes up conversation, says, "Where are you from?" I said, "The St. Louis area." He says, "My God, what are you going to do about Kim Gardner?" I mean, all over the country, even in Texas, you know about our circuit attorney.
Absolutely. She is a major threat to rule of law, which is the underpinning of civil society and our constitutional republic. It is a major concern when you have folks that won't enforce the laws on the books and turn their sights on law-abiding citizens who have every right, according to the Constitution and the Second Amendment and the Castle Law there in your home state, to protect themselves and their property and their family. And it's a major concern, especially when you have what were once great American cities on fire with violent mobs and local authorities completely falling down on the job and not doing their first job, which is to protect their citizens. What else can you do but exercise that last right to self-defense? And it is a fundamental right, and that's why I wrote a letter to our U.S. Attorney General to investigate her and to nip this in the bud before it becomes a pervasive issue of rogue prosecutors around the nation.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out, Congressman. We've wondered that same thing. I think you're referring to the case with the McCloskeys here, where they were out defending their own property. You know, the important thing about that case is that nobody got shot that day. You had two law-abiding citizens using their legally purchased weapons to protect their property. Meanwhile, our murder rate in the city of St. Louis this year is 160, is the count the last time I looked at it, and about 150 of those haven't been prosecuted and no arrests have been made. That's where the focus needs to be.
Yeah, there's an Old Testament adage quote that I will summarize, but I think is absolutely appropriate here, and it's woe to the nation that calls evil good and good evil. And I think there are places in this country, especially urban centers, and especially those run by Democrats, that are basically calling police evil and encouraging mob violence and criminalizing the constitutional right to protect yourself. And we get what we tolerate.
Right.
And we're tolerating crime and criminals, and they're emboldened to go out and perpetrate these crimes on peaceful assemblers and law-abiding citizens, and it is an outrage to me. So I feel for my friends in St. Louis and my fellow Americans. I was born in Missouri, and I'd like the show me state to show me some real justice and do something about these rogue prosecutors like Kim Gardner, who seem to be more concerned with political opportunity or her personal anti-gun agenda or placating to those folks than enforcing the laws. I don't like all the laws on the books. I'll be first one to admit it. But we're a nation of laws, not of men. And the people who are most responsible for setting the example are prosecutors like Kim Gardner.
Well, it's a great point. Congressman Jody Arrington, my guest this morning. Congressman, before I let you go, you know, we talk about this issue. It's going to be front and center in this election in November. They've just added Kamala Harris to the ticket. Although she's a former prosecutor, she now seems to have switched her position again to side with the people who aren't law-abiding. Are you worried about what happens in November?
I'm absolutely worried. Kamala Harris doesn't seem to have much of a core when it comes to the values that drive her decision-making. But she's decided to, like a lot of Democrats, not all of them, but too many, starting with Nancy Pelosi, who I work with in the House, they basically lurched to the far left, and Kamala Harris has bought into the Democrat socialist agenda. And it's, you can just tick through the list. I heard you mention that she's the most liberal senator in terms of her record. And I think it's, look, Republicans are not going to, are already obviously have their minds made up. But I think even centrist or even left of center or independents, I think that group that's going to make or break the national elections in this presidency, I think that this is too extreme. Folks saying no borders, banning cows and airplanes, decriminalizing this or that, not pursuing this or that. It's too far. It's a bridge too far for mainstream Americans, and Democrats or independents alike.
Hopefully they see that. Congressman Jody Arrington, pleasure having you on, sir. Thank you.
It was an honor. Thank you very much. God bless.
Take care of yourself. At Rep. Arrington there on Twitter, arrington.house.gov. A good guy from the great state of Texas.
Get more at 971talk.com.